Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and thank you for listening to us today. As last week, I am pleased to welcome you for the second episode of our new podcast series hosted by the EU Japan Center for Industrial Cooperation. Each of the episodes will tell you more about the EU Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, and we'll be focusing on explaining some specific rules of origin with practical examples. Here with us today, Mr. Roger Tene, a fiscal expert who has been dealing with provincial origin for more than 20 years, not only in his own country as a public servant, controlling and giving assistance to economic operators, but also in different foreign countries as a speaker in several provincial origin workshops organized by the EU Commission. Before we start, know that a visual support has been released along with this podcast. Feel free to consult it during or after this audio file. So without further ado, I will now leave the floor to Mr. Tene, who will tell you more today about specific tolerance rules for textiles.
So thank you very much, Mrs. Lanoux. So welcome to this presentation on the textile tolerances included in the Economic Partnership Agreement between the EU and Japan. We have had the specific tolerances for textiles, which means chapters 50 to 63. If your company is not active in the field of textiles, you have the general tolerances that apply to chapters 1 to 49 and chapters 64 to 97 of the harmonized system. The textile tolerances are divided into groups. On the one hand, we have the tolerances that apply to products made of a mixture of textile materials. And on the other hand, we have the tolerances that apply to articles of apparel and clothing and to other made up textile materials. This means chapters 61, 62, and 63. The legal basis for all this is available in Annex 3A of Chapter 3 of the Economic Partnership Agreement in the introductory notes of the product-specific rules of origin. In the first group of tolerances, we have four tolerances that apply to products made of a mixture of textile materials. What we have to start with is the list of the basic textile materials. It's a long list of 32 materials. Some are simple, and many others are rather complicated. A good technical textile knowledge is essential. Some of the most common materials are cotton, wool, silk, animal hair, flax, jute, synthetic and artificial filaments, and so on. Non-originating basic textile materials, which cannot be used in the manufacturing process of the final product to obtain the originating status, they may nevertheless be used, provided that their total weight does not exceed 10% of the total weight of all the basic textile materials that have been used. This tolerance is allowed only to mixed products which have been produced from two or more basic textile materials. You can see that you need to know very well what are these basic textile materials. Let us take an example of a manufacture of a woolen fabric made from woolen yarn, synthetic yarn, and materials other than basic textile materials. The sufficient working rule for a woolen fabric is manufacture from natural fibers. Non-originating woolen yarn and non-originating synthetic yarn may still be used if the total weight of these non-originating yarns does not exceed 10% of the weight of all the basic textile materials. The second tolerance in this first group of tolerances that apply to products made of a mixture of textile materials is related to products incorporating non-originating yarn made of polyurethane segmented with flexible segments of polyether. This tolerance for this yarn is maximum 20% of the weight of the final product. This has no influence on the tolerance for the other basic textile materials. The third tolerance is rather technical. It concerns products incorporating non-originating strip consisting of a core of aluminium foil or of a core of plastic film, of a width not exceeding 5 millimeters, sandwiched by means of an adhesive between two layers of plastic film. The tolerance for this strip is maximum 30% of the weight of the final product. This has no influence on the tolerance for the other basic textile materials. Tolerance 4 is related to products of headings 5106 to 5110, in which we find different yarns of wool and of animal hair, and to products of headings 5204 to 5207, in which we find different cotton yarns. The sufficient working rule for these different yarns is spinning of natural fibers. As a tolerance, non-originating man-made fibers may be used in the process, provided that their total weight does not exceed 40% of the weight of the final product. So this ends the tolerances applicable to products made of a mixture of textile materials. Let us now have a look at the other tolerances applicable to certain textile products, in other words, applicable to products of chapters 61, 62, and 63 of the harmonized system. In these chapters, we have articles of apparel and clothing and other made-up textile materials. If in the production of one of these articles, the non-originating materials used do not fulfill the conditions set out in column two of Annex 3B, the product can nevertheless benefit from the preferential origin, provided that the non-originating materials are classified in a heading different from that of the product, the value of the non-originating materials does not exceed 8% of the ex works or free on board selling price of the product. In the production of articles of chapter 61 to 63, the producer is allowed to use, without any restriction, non-originating materials that are not classified in the textile chapters. For example, even if the sufficient working rule for trousers is the use of yarn. This does not prevent the use of non-originating metal items, such as buttons, for instance. Metal buttons are not classified in chapters 50 to 63. The last tolerance is not so much a tolerance, but rather a remark or a point of attention. When the sufficient working rule consists in a maximum value of non-originating materials, all the materials are taken into account, even those that are not classified in the textile chapters. So this is the end of the presentation of these specific textile tolerances, which are rather complicated, I agree. If you need information about the tolerances related to the goods of the other chapters of the harmonized system, another podcast is available. And in case you have additional questions, do not hesitate to mail them to the EU Japan help desk. So many thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tene, for this expertise today. And as you mentioned, to you listening to us, should you have any questions about the EU Japan EPA and rules of origin, feel free to contact the EPA help desk of the EU Japan Center. And of course, as last week, stay tuned for the release of our third episode next week. We hope to welcome you again very soon.